Nedarim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes, 6, 9, and the Mishnah continues on saying, Hanodar min hayayin, if a person says he won't drink wine anymore, that wine is forbidden to him, then mutter beyein tapuchim, he could have apple wine, because apple wine isn't wine. It's not so different from saying beer and root beer. Just not the same thing. And although, of course, apple wine would be sort of like alcoholic apple cider, it's just not what a person means when he says wine. Similarly, if a person says min ha-shemen, he won't have shemen anymore. Shemen really always meant in the time of Chazal olive oil. Mutter b'shemen shumshemen, he would be allowed to eat the oil that comes from sesame seed, sesame oil. And the reason why is, again, because nobody would ever refer to sesame seed oil as simply oil, shemen. Nope, it's always called shemen shumshemen. Min ha-dvash, same goes if a person says he won't have dvash. In the time of the Mishnah, the word dvash always referred to bee honey. Therefore, mutter b'dvash tamarim, he could have the honey that comes from dates, it's really just date juice, if you will, because again, no one would ever call that date honey simply honey. Worth noting here is that in the Chumash, the word dvash always refers to date honey. But in the time of the Mishnah, dvash, simple dvash, refers to bee honey, and date honey is always called dvash bee honey is called dvash devorim. So the point I'm making here is that even though the psukim, the chumash itself, uses the word dvash to refer to dvash tamarim, date honey, since that's not how people use it in the time of the Mishnah, it wouldn't impact the nether. Mishnah continues on and says, min ha-chometz, a person says he won't have vinegar by force of a nether. Mutter b'chometz sidvanios, he could still have chometz sidvanios, the vinegar that comes from these late season grapes. I don't know how to translate that in English exactly, but probably not so different than if a person says he won't have vinegar, he could probably still have apple cider vinegar, very possibly, because let's assume the case here in the Mishnah is, a person would never refer to chometz sidvanios as simply as chometz, and perhaps also, maybe, a person would never refer to apple cider vinegar as simply plain old vinegar. Minakration, if a person took a nether against consuming creation are like some kind of leek, then mutter bekaflotos, the kaflotos is something very similar, but not the same thing. So since it's a very specific type of leek that no one would call simply a leek, it's a deluxe kaflotos version of a leek, therefore a person could eat the kaflotos. Finally, min hayarak, if a person took a nether against eating vegetables, mutter b'yarkos hasadeh, he could eat wild vegetables, literally vegetables of the field. Mipnei shehu shem lavai, because they're not the same thing at all. It's just that yarkos hasadeh, wild vegetables, are really different. It's not so. I think the pshat here is not so different. If I would say, you know, you like carrots, that's great. If I went on a hiking trip with you and I showed you, oh, this is a wild carrot plant, and you dug it up, you'd see what's under there. You'd say, that's not a carrot, that's just a nasty plant root. The answer is, of course, that was originally where carrots came from, but they've been cultivated, and now they're so different, you wouldn't even call that a carrot anymore. So that's the thought over here. When a person says he won't eat, let's say, carrots, he means the carrots he finds in the market, not the wild carrots, which are so different they wouldn't even consider them carrots in the first place. And what's interesting is the bartender points out that in a Shemitah year, this would be switched around. Because in a Shemitah year, vegetables of the seventh year are forbidden as svichen, and therefore there's no such thing as going to the market and buying seventh year carrots. So what the carrots that a person may eat in the Shemitah year are the wild carrots he finds out in the hills. And that being the case, if a person took a nether against eating carrots in the Shemitah year, he must have presumably meant the wild carrots that people can eat and not the domesticated, cultivated carrots, which are forbidden because of Shemitah anyways, and therefore the rules reversed that in the Shemitah year, vegetables means wild vegetables and doesn't restrict market vegetables, commercial vegetables, whereas in the other 6 years of the cycle, vegetables means commercial market vegetables and doesn't include wild vegetables.